Iraq's neighbors are watching the United States for any changes in its strategy on Iraq. There's, of course, Iran and Syria, but now Saudi Arabia is entering the mix. A report in today's New York Times says the Saudi government would consider providing financial aid to Iraq's Sunnis if the Bush administration decides to withdraw American forces from Iraq. To help sort out what's at stake for Iraq's neighbors as President Bush weighs his options in that country, we've called Joost Hilterman. He's Middle East Project Director for the International Crisis Group and joins us from Amman, Jordan. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Saudi Arabia is a major Sunni country, and it's argued strongly against a U.S. pullout from Iraq, as we've said. How significant is this warning?
Well, I think as a warning, it is significant. Clearly, Saudi Arabia wants to send a signal to the United States that any precipitous withdrawal from Iraq, meaning a withdrawal that would not leave in place stable structures, could be very dangerous for Saudi Arabia and may force it to intervene in order to prevent Iran's influence in the region from expanding both in Iraq but also in Saudi Arabia's eastern province, which has a Shiite population.
The Shiites, it would be worried, would somehow be emboldened by Iran having more influence?
In part emboldened. And the perception may be in Riyadh that Iran would be trying to undermine the Saudi regime through emboldening these Shiite parties in the eastern province.
Well, let's turn to Iran, and in turning to Iran, let's turn to Syria, because they, in some sense, they're together in their response to this. The Iraq Study Group suggested direct talks with both countries on Iraq's security. Do Iran and Syria have common goals when it comes to Iraq?
What Iran and Syria have in common, and what in fact they have in common with all of Iraq's neighbors, is that none of them want chaos in Iraq, civil war, to get out of hand and spill across the borders of all the neighboring states. This could be extremely destabilizing for all of these countries. It may suck them into Iraq and may lead even to regional warfare. None of them have an interest in this.
So Saudi Arabia wants U.S. forces to remain in Iraq. Iran and Syria want them out. And yet they all seem to be concerned about destabilization.
Well, the interesting thing is that Iran and Syria for a long time have said that they want American forces out of Iraq. But they have been quite happy for American forces to be completely tied down in Iraq, because as long as they are tied down in Iraq, they cannot carry out any kind of regime change actions in either Iran or Syria. And so it may well be that Iran, while saying for domestic political reasons that it wants U.S. forces out of Iraq, it may want some presence there.
You mean, in a sense, Iran and also Syria are gambling on something you might call controlled chaos in Iraq?
Well, that's what they have been doing. And I think at the same time, Iran feels encircled by America in the region. At the same time, it may be more threatened by an America unleashed when it has full disposal of its military forces.
And then finally, there's Turkey to Iraq's north, and it's concerned about Iraq's Kurdish population and becoming, in fact, independent.
It is very concerned about that. But it has become less concerned in the past year, I would say, apparently because it is more concerned about Iraq's breakup and might benefit from a fairly stable Kurdish entity in northern Iraq with which it could trade and do other business. And the fact is that Turkey has promoted trade and investment in the Kurdish entity over the past years, and it probably wants to think of the Kurdish region as a vassal state that it can control.
Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Joost Hilterman is Middle East Project Director at the International Crisis Group. We reached him in Amman, Jordan.